नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णकृष्णाय
Thank you. ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ರಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಶಿವಾಂಗ್ರ ಶುಲಭೇಶ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಧಾನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಸುಲಭ ಪಾದ ಕೀ
ಜಯ.
ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಡೆಪ್ಯೂಟಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಸುಲಭ ಪಾದ ಕೀ
ಜಯ.
ನಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕೀ
ಜಯ.
ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸುಖೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ
ಜಯ.
ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕಿ ಬ್ರಜ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ನದಿತ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಗಂಗಾ ಮೈ ಕಿ ಜಮುನಾ ಮೈ ಕಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕಿ ಸಮಾವಿತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಎಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶ್ಲಾಖಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣಾ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸುಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಾ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನುತಾಂಶ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ. ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ,
ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಎಂಬಾರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಟುಡೇ ಆನ್ the cardinal or eternal question, who is God? Understanding God. What does it mean by God? We have to arrive. This is based on the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder and acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Sorry, Guru Maharaj.
आज भी हिंदी में बोला. अच्छा, और तो टाइटल मैंने इंग्लिश बोला. ओके, हम लोग एक विशाल विश्व में रह रहे हैं. चलो आगे. देखो ये बेंगलोर के भक्तों ने स्लाइड शो बनाया था, इसलिए देखो सारे ये विशाल विश्व. हमने पिछली बार बात की थी कि ऐसे विश्व में कितनी गैलेक्सियां हैं, आकाशगंगा है, और उसमें भी कितने प्लैनेट्स होते हैं, और कितने प्लैनेट्स होने के बावजूद भी इसमें से एक पृथ्वी तो पता है क्या साइज की होगी. एक बड़ी बैग, 100 किलो की बैग जो सरसों के दाने की होती है, इसमें एक दाना पृथ्वी का होता है. यानी कि अपनी जो जानकारी का विषय है बहुत मर्यादित बता रहे हैं कि हम इतने छोटे हैं, हमारे पास इतनी जानकारी नहीं होती. So Bangalore is a city of population over 6 million at that time. Now it is 8 million, all right? So one of the fastest growing cities, they call it. And we are there, right? This huge temple complex is represented as a dot on the Bangalore map. वहाँ भी इतनी बड़ी सिटी है, फिर भी मंदिर की उपस्थिति में देखो तो कितनी छोटा एरिया है सारे बेंगलोर के कंपैरिजन में. चलो, और ये सब बेंगलोर एक छोटा सा हिस्सा है, जबकि सारा कर्नाटक जो प्रदेश कहलाता है, ये प्रदेश में भी बेंगलोर का हिस्सा कोई नहीं है. चलो और दिखाओ. और ये कर्नाटक में जो बेंगलोर एक बिंदु जैसा है, तो बिंदु में मंदिर भी एक छोटा सा बिंदु है, और मंदिर में रहने वाले भक्तों की संख्या भी कम होने के कारण वो बिंदु से भी बिंदु का बिंदु भाग होता है, यानी कि उसकी उपस्थिति नगण्य है. इट इज इनसिग्निफिकेंट. और इंडिया विद अ पॉपुलेशन ऑफ 1 बिलियन, ना ओवर 1 बिलियन, मीन्स 1.3 बिलियन. और वन ऑफ द मेनी कंट्रीज ऑन द प्लेनेट अर्थ, वो भी देखा. इंडिया की हस्ती बहुत कम है सारे विश्व ये अपने पृथ्वी ग्रह पे. और आगे, और देखो, अर्थ इज वेइंग 6 × 10 × 21 किलोग्राम. ये पृथ्वी का वजन नापा है ना, इज वन ऑफ द मेनी प्लैनेट्स इन अवर सोलर सिस्टम. राइट. और सन अराउंड विच ऑल द प्लैनेट्स आर ऑर्बिटिंग इज 14 million लाख्स टाइम, मीन्स 1.4 मिलियन टाइम्स बिगर देन अर्थ. सन इज 1.4 मिलियन टाइम्स बिगर देन द अर्थ. ओके. एस्ट्रोफिजिसिस्ट पॉइंट आउट दैट देयर आर 2,000 billion स्टार्स लाइक सन, ईच हैविंग इट्स ओन फैमिली ऑफ प्लैनेट्स. According to science, all these billions of galaxies and trillions of stars comprise our universe. ये अपना विश्व. तो हमारे ये विश्व में जो हयाती है, या our existence is almost on the brink of non-existence, isn't it? But we are so proud. I'm somebody. Okay. How do we understand God, who is the creator and maintainer of many such universes, beyond this gigantic manifestation that is visible? A cosmic vision है, सारे सृष्टि का. तो सृष्टि में तो ये हम जो देख पाते हैं वो भी कितना अधूरा है. All methods of acquiring knowledge can be broadly classified into 2 categories. ज्ञान यदि प्राप्त करना है, जानकारी प्राप्त करनी है, तो 2 तरीके से कर सकते हैं. पहले इंडक्टिव, यानी कि असेंडिंग नॉलेज, हम स्क्रेच से चालू करते हैं और बाद में, यानी कि एनालिटिकल स्टडी होती है. वी ट्राई टू डिवाइड एंड ट्राई टू कम टू द माइन्यूटेस्ट पॉइंट. तो ये ट्राइंग टू फाइंड द ट्रूथ बाय वंस ओन एंडीवर और स्पेक्युलेशन, दैट इज वन वे ऑफ नोइंग द थिंग्स. बट दूसरा है डिडक्टिव और डिसेंडिंग नॉलेज, टू लर्न द ट्रूथ बाय एक्सेप्टिंग एन ऑथोरिटी एंड इंक्वायरिंग फ्रॉम हिम. एंड दिस इज केयरफुली कमिंग डाउन इन डिसिप्लिक सक्सेशन. और कहते हैं कि पहले जब एक पकी आम पेड़ पर से उतारनी है, तो क्या पत्थर मार के उतारोगे? इफ इट फॉल्स इट विल बी स्मैश्ड, इजंट इट, एंड यू विल लूज द फाइनल प्रोडक्ट. कोई ऊपर चढ़ता, अपने हाथों से तोड़ता और धीरे धीरे पसार करके देता है. सो the mature knowledge is passing down from guru to disciple, and the disciple in turn, he becomes the guru to pass on to his disciple. So this is called Guru Shishya Parampara. Alright? How can an ant living in one corner of this classroom or how can a class, an ant know about Taliban, the counter-terrorism, you know, and where they are situated, and duniya ki dusri side mein ye ladai chal rahi hai, wo kaise jaan payenge? Who is Musharraf and his diplomatic behavior with India? Pata hai na Musharraf kaun tha? He was the president, but a military president. You know? Jab ladai ki baatein aati hai na, to wo log kaafi ahankari ban jaate hain. Tayar maarne pitne ka. India ko sabak dikhayenge. Lekin Pakistan kitna chota hai. Abhi ladai ho rahi pata hai na? Char din pehle, जो इंडिया ने बदला लिया यूरी अटैक पर वो करीबन 20 दिन पहले हो चुका इन्फिल्ट्रेटर ने आकर मिलिट्री कैंप इंडिया में घुसकर 18 आदमी को मार दिया तो इंडिया कहते कि हम भी कुछ अभी तो करना पड़ेगा आज तक सहन किया है तो वो लोग रात को जाकर जहां लॉन्च पैड होती है तो 6-7 लॉन्च पैड पर धावा बुला दिया तब ये भड़क गए हैं सभी लेकिन हम यहां बैठे बैठे कितना जान पाते सो दिस इज अराफत एंड एथनिक कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स इन पैलेस्टाइन एंड लेबनन ये अराफत तो मर गया अभी पर फिर भी कॉन्फ्लिक्ट चालू है नेक्स्ट Logically speaking, an ant can never know through its own effort, through ascending process of acquiring knowledge. वो भी जीव है, लेकिन वो अपनी जानकारी अपने पेट के लिए तो रखती है। इतनी जानकारी एक ant चींटी के पास होती है, आहार, निद्रा, भय, मैथुन, सामान। Next. लेकिन ये सारी चीजें नहीं जान पाती इट्स टू स्मॉल एंड हैज लिमिटेड सेंस परसेप्शन चींटी में बहुत वो छोटी होने के कारण उसका जो इंद्रियों द्वारा जानकारी का की जो शक्ति होती है बहुत कम होती है देन हाउ कैन वी Go about understanding God, who is the creator of infinite gigantic universes. किसी ने तो पैदा किया है ना? किसी बाप का भी तो बाप होना चाहिए, हाँ? जो ये सारी चीज पैदा कर, ये accidentally थोड़ी आ गई है. Big Bang तो पुरवार कर ही नहीं सकते. Big Bang तो होता ही रहता है. So we have no choice. But to accept the descending method of acquiring knowledge. This is logical answer. Or that is to accept an authority and learn truth by inquiring submissively. Not challenging. But yadi hum challenge dete to kya hota hai pata hai? We have poor fund of knowledge, first of all. Right? Wo अब अपनी जानकारी शक्ति की मर्यादा है और मर्यादा में हम थोड़े ऐसे प्रश्न करते हैं कि दूसरों को परेशान करें ऐसे कि ये कौन मैं मानता नहीं और मानना नहीं तो हमें क्यों बताता है नहीं मानना तो चुप रहे प्रसाद खाया कर लेकिन जो जानकारी का विषय है एक छोटे से जीव जब चेतना का उद्गम होता है तो उसको वो कौन है वो भी जानना होता है चींटी अपने आप को नहीं जान पाती कि मैं कौन हूं क्योंकि चींटी में जो जीव है वो सिर्फ मर्यादा के का कार्य कर रहा है, लिमिटेड सेंस परसेप्शन मीन्स लिमिटेड सर्विस. ऑलराइट, लॉर्ड कृष्ण एंड भगवद गीता मेंशंस द प्रोसेस ऑफ एक्वायरिंग नॉलेज कि ज्ञान कैसे प्राप्त हो. तद विद्धि प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेक्षन्ति तम ज्ञानम ज्ञानिन तत्वदर्शिना. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ देन यू हैव टू सरेंडर यू नो टू द पर्सन हु नोज द ट्रूथ. राइट, एंड ट्रूथ इज कमिंग सिक्योरली in a disciplic succession. Nobody can become an upstart and start his own succession. No, because we will see. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master and inquire submissively. Perform service to him. That is our culture, you know. Asan do, paon prakshalan karo, ye karo, khana do, ye. And these are the services. You know, now you have that inquisitiveness, so naturally you have to learn. Take the advantage, but in a prescribed method. So, upadekshanti tam jnanam jnaninak tattva darshan. Papari prashnena sevaya, bataya hai. You can inquire, but submissive inquiries are required. And that means that is your perfect way of absorbing. You are ready to take the answer. Alright? Because he has seen the truth, he will impart you the truth. नहीं तो ऐसे बिना अनजाने के पास जाने की क्या आवश्यकता है? Bogus. जो कुछ नहीं बताता. So who is that authority? Vedic literatures are proof that exposes the written authority. But aren't the Vedas written by men? Look at that. No. The Vedas are a Purusha. Means they are not man-made. Because they were coming as Shruti first. Shruti means oral reception. The Vedic knowledge was disseminated from Guru to Shishya. But at the same time, when the time was very conducive, people's intelligence was sharp and they will remember. In Kali Yuga, who is remembering? कहाँ गया? बड़ा भैया, छोटा भैया, कल क्या खाया था? What did you eat yesterday? You can't remember. You forget. If you can forget things happening yesterday, then what about the absolute truth? So. Vedanta Sutra, it is the formula, condensed formula, that exposes the absolute truth. But it has to be explained by the author himself. Srimad Bhagavatam is the treatise on Vedanta Sutra number one. Tene Brahmaradaya Adiga. So, janmadyasya yataha anvayad itarascasre abhigya swarat tene brahmaradaya adhikavaye muhyantiyat suraya tejo vari mridam yatha vinimaya trishargo amrusha dhamna svena sadanirastakokam satyam param dhimahi. That is the absolute truth of the subject matter of knowledge. It's well thought and conceived through realization, not by experimental truth. That is Sankhya. So, next. The Vedic knowledge was revealed by the Supreme Person in the heart of first created being, Brahma. When something is created, then you are given a manual. Right? How to use it. So when the creation is there and there is no manual, do you think Krishna has created without manual? But he is the one who has to explain the creation to Brahma. So such knowledge was imparted in the heart of Brahma. Why heart? And not anywhere else. We think knowledge is only up to here. No. Knowledge of self-realization is containing to the self and innermost core of your consciousness, where the self is residing. The self is not residing in pumping heart. Right? So this Vedic wisdom came down in disciplic succession through oral reception. Through oral reception. That is called Shruti. The Vedas are also called the Shrutis, or knowledge received through oral reception. Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam predicts about people in Kali Yuga. Hum kitne nalayak hain, wo bata dete hain. Manda, lazy, bum. Sumanda mataya, misguided. Manda bhagya, unlucky. Upadrata means above all, disturbed. But we are short-lived too. So, within the sphere of the unlimited expansion of the universe, the creation, we have lots of odd against us to inquire into the truth. Unless and until we are fortunate. Otherwise, सारे विश्व में इतनी प्रजा है सारी है सारीना में कितने लोग हैं इसमें व्हाट इज अवर परसेंटेज टू हियर अबाउट द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ सो ऑलवेज कीप इन माइंड दैट देयर इज अ गुड फॉर्च्यून दैट वी आर ट्राइंग टू रिसीव थ्रू द आमनाय मीन्स डिसिप्लिक सक्सेशन एंड दैट इज अ रिकमेंडेड प्रोसेस. Shabd Pramana is more important than Anuman. So we will understand what are these. Next. Today we depend on modern gadgets to even remember details of our near and dear ones. Yeh toh purani hai. Okay. Therefore, Vyasadeva, a literary incarnation of God, recorded all the Vedas in writing 5,000 years back for the benefit of people in Kali Yuga. He started writing. Ganesh helped him to write Mahabharata. What the world-renowned personalities say about the Vedic literature? When I read the Bhagavad Gita, the only question left is how God created the universe. Everything else seems to be superfluous. Next. The balance of mind which a few highly civilized individuals such as Arjuna, the hero of Bhagavad Gita, can maintain in action is difficult for most of us, even as observers. Eliot is a great thinker. Gandhi said, the deeper you dive into it, richer the meaning you get. With every age, the important world will carry the new and expanding meanings, but its central teaching will not vary. Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, it will not change. People will try to bypass in word jugglery and try to make you understand in so many different ways that you will get nothing but confusion. But when Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam, that is the cardinal principle and it is not going to change. That is the central. Let Gita be to you a mine of diamonds as it has been to me. Let it be your constant guide and friend on the life's way. let it light your path and dignify your labor. That is Gandhi wrote. It gives utterance to the aspirations of the pilgrims of all sects who seek to tread the inner way to the city of God. But he has no faith. He said, don't surrender to Krishna. He writes because he cannot lie. But he will misinterpret it. Oh, manmana bhava mat bhakta madhyaji maam namaskuru maame vashisi satyam te pratijani priyosime. Krishna is uttering the absolute truth that you become absorbed in my thoughts. You become my devotee. You, Arjun, you offer your obeisances to me, and I will guarantee you that you will be always abiding in me, and that our coexistence with full knowledge will be our eternal interactions. So I am telling you this truth because you are very dear to me. Those who are averse to surrender to Krishna, they are not dear to Krishna. Next. The Vedas offer insight into who am I, where I have come from, where do I go after death, what is the purpose of my existence, who is God, how am I related to God? Since these questions deal with very fundamental aspect of our experience, we can immensely benefit by daily studying this Vedic literature and sharpening our spiritual intelligence, that is SQ. Spiritual intelligence is our real asset because it's a permanent asset. Other intelligence, they come and go. Our daily bodily experiences that we tend to forget. We not only hesitate to answer, but it is impossible to answer precisely what we were doing yesterday. Next. Jai. That's it? So, with this protocol, हमें ये याद रखना चाहिए कि अपने जीवन के सत्य के बारे में ढूंढने के लिए जो सुचित पद्धति दी गई है, उसका उपयोग करें। हम अपने ढंग से भगवान को जान लेंगे, तो that is far fetched. या हम भगवान को जानते हैं तो अपने ढंग से उसे प्राप्त कर लेंगे, वो भी आइडिया भ्रामक है. If all the acharyas, like Adi Shankara, Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everybody has come and showed us the conclusion in the recent history of our India that here Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Purna Purushottam Bhagavan. वो अर्जुन ने कैसे स्वीकारा? परम ब्रह्म परम धामम पवित्रम परमम भवान पुरुषम शाश्वतम दिव्यम आदिदेवम अजम विभुम आहु स्वाम ऋषय सर्वदेवर्षि नारदस्तथा असितो देवलो व्यास स्वयं चैव ब्रविषि मे सर्वमेतत्त्वतम मन्ये यन्मां वदसि केशव नहीं ते भगवन व्यक्तिम विदुर देवान दानवा. ये तीन श्लोक हैं. इसमें अर्जुन को ज्ञान के माध्यम से स्वीकार करना पड़ता है और ज्ञान का माध्यम के लिए उस कौन कौन ऐसा कहते हैं जो आप ही कहते हैं, तो देर इज नो कॉन्ट्रोवर्सी शुड बी देर. हम अपने नासमझ में प्रश्न पूछ सकते हैं, लेकिन जो आया सो भगवान की गणना में हम कर लेते हैं, तो वो इसमें सत्य कितना है। एक तो हम अपनी अज्ञानता ज्यादा प्रकट करते हैं और उस पर हम अपना अहंकार जताते हैं। तो जब ज्ञान प्राप्त होता है रियलाइज, तब आदमी विनम्र बन जाता है। विनम्रता आर्टिफिशियल नहीं आनी चाहिए, इट्स द मैच्योर फ्रूट ऑन अ ट्री। जब फ्रूट आता है तो ट्री को झुकना पड़ता है, लेकिन मनुष्य इज अ वायलेटर, ये अपने अहंकार के बल से झुकना भी नहीं चाहेगा। तो ऐसे ज्ञानवादी होते हैं, मायावादी होते हैं, लेकिन इनसे हमें कोई ज्यादा लाभ नहीं होता। वो भी गुरु के रूप में आते हैं, लेकिन भगवान की भक्ति के बारे में हमें वास्तविक ढंग से उत्तेजन होना चाहिए। वो उत्तेजन हमें परंपरा में चिपके रहने से होता है। आपने परंपरा देखी होगी, भगवद गीता के इंट्रोडक्शन के पीछे सारी परंपरा दी है। वो भी टूटे बिना की होनी चाहिए। ये परंपरा की जो डिसिप्लिन होती है, इसे ही तो डिसिप्लिन सक्सेशन कहते हैं परंपरा को। वो जो डिसिप्लिन होती है वो बहुत स्ट्रिक्ट होती है, क्योंकि वेद में बताया है उत्तिष्ठ जागृत प्राप्त वरान निबोधत। पहले तो जगो तो सही, हा? उठो जगो, बिकॉज नाउ यू आर एंटरिंग इन टू द टोर्च लाइट ऑफ नॉलेज, देन यू शुड एड्रेस योर सेल्फ, दिस पाथ इज वेरी नैरो, द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशनल इज वेरी नैरो, इफ ए रॉन्ग फुट इज देयर, अंडरस्टैंड द फुट विल बी कट ऑफ, मीन्स वी विल नॉट बी एबल टू अचीव द डिजायर्ड गोल ऑफ लाइफ। इसमें हम बहुत सारी मान्यता लेकर आए हैं, ऐसी मान्यता भगवान को सीधी कहनी होगी, छोड़ो इनको, मेरी अकेले की शरण में आओ, वाई नॉट अदर्स, बिकॉज अदर्स आर नॉट द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, हु इज वन विदाउट सेकंड, हरे कृष्णा, इज वन विदाउट सेकंड, प्लेस कम। देर वेर सम डिवोटीज ऑल्सो, दे वेर कमिंग अप,
ओ शी इज डिलेड इन द फ्लाइट टिल शी इज कमिंग फ्रॉम न्यूजीलैंड,
नो नो, अबाउट हाफ एन आवर बैक समबडी वॉज कमिंग, आई सॉ देम, Mataji is where they are. But she was local Australian Mataji. But I don't know. They didn't come here. So anyway, the important point is that unless and until we target to the uniformity, universality of one God, then we have to understand who is that. Most of the religious methods, they ambiguously tell without any precision. But Vedic literatures are realized for the benefit of not only few, But because they are now in Kali Yuga, so it means it is accessible to everybody. Otherwise, why these literatures have been so much sought for and stolen and at the same time interpolated? Actually, you cannot kill a culture, but you can pollute it by interjections. As for example, about cow killing, meat eating, it has been never promoted in the Vedic literature as far as Manu Samhita and all others are concerned. Rather, they were not ignorant about such practices, but they have precisely told that no, because the conscious principle, a sentient principle, is being violated, then it must have ramification. It has equal and resultant reaction. Right? But mamsa. Mam saha. It means, I'm eating you, you have right to eat me. After all, the bodies are jivo jivasya jivana. One life subsists on another. That is the Vedic principle. But it has been ordained. Krishna exhibited that. Namo brahmanya devaya go brahmanya hitaya cha. What kind of foolish God is that he has to live for cows? The welfare of cows. Somebody may question. But it is a cardinal principle. And he proved it. The way of economy and sustenance of the general people. It's a sane society at that time. Now the society is insane because almost entire economy depends upon the slaughter of the cow. Rockhampton, the capital of beef in Australia. They welcome you with this. If you get down the airport, they have a welcome sign. Welcome to the beef capital of Australia. Similarly, in Texas, we have gone there because many of our people are into that direct, you know, indulgence. And the atmosphere is so tamasic. So tamasic. By millions. Anyway, Kali Yuga, you can't blame. And we may not participate, but at the same time we should be aware that how this has come about. When our literatures like Atharva Veda and other, they were stolen just few hundred years back, not that much. But because it happened in France during the time of Louis the Sixth. He was a madman, avid meat eater. And Saint Augustine went, one of the apostles of Jesus Christ, to tell him, accept the word of truth. He said, I will only accept on one condition. I will understand my way. And he interpolated. Then the New Testament came with the changes. But funny thing, they put both the Testament, Old Testament and New Testament. And the Orthodox Greek Bible will spell out exactly what is it. So, when our devotees started coming, they were very comparative readers. And what Srila Prabhupada was putting through. They have compiled so many books. How did the Vedic religion, it was only one religion at that time, right? But it went into the West during Yayati's son, who were out of Vedic periphery. They were the one who tried to conquer Roman and Greek empires. It comes in Mahabharata. Prabhupada tells this. It's not bluff. The Vedic standard, even for sense gratification, there is honest. And a father is not ashamed to speak in front of his son. When Yayati himself has to face the old age, premature old age, by a curse of Shukracharya. You know the story of Devyani and Sharmishtha? No? Very interesting. Devyani was the daughter of Shukracharya, the guru of demons. Right? And Sharmishtha was her friend because she was the daughter of the king there. And Yayati Maharaj is the son of Janmejaya, means Parikshit's grandson. After Parikshit, Janmejaya came. After Janmejaya, Yayati came. During that time, this episode is described in Mahabharata, that these two friends were fond of, you know, taking bath in a lake and this. So they took off their garments, you know, and put aside on the floor, and they were taking bath, enjoying. But at that time, somehow the Yayati was passing through. So out of shame and hurried situation, they immediately put on each other's garment. Now, that triggered anger in both. How dare you? You wear my garments. I'm of an upper caste than you. Devyani was retort in Sharmishtha. And Sharmishtha was a king's daughter. So what do you think? You brahmanas, we are supporting you to livelihood. You are our servants. And this way, you know, Sharmishtha was more powerful. Physically, she pushed Devyani into a well, and then she took off. And Devyani, you know, she was crying. And this Yayati was again going to the same way back. And he heard the girls crying, and he looked around the well, and there she was, a beautiful girl is crying. So he gave his hand and pulled her out. Alright? The girl said, because you held my hand, now you are my husband. There it goes. And I will come to your kingdom only when this girl, Sharmishtha, who is supposed to be my friend, but she made me this miserable, I will want to teach her. She should be my maid servant. Then and then I. But you watch out. Don't sleep with her. Right? And he promised. Yayati had several children with Devyani, yet somehow or other Devyani found out that Sharmishtha also has child. And she is my maid servant. So who should be the culprit? So she became angry, and you broke your promise, I'm going to my father. Shukracharya, the king of the demon, he is powerful. He said, rascal, you defy your promise, and you are this. You immediately become an old man. So he cursed him. So Yayati became old. But yet he was of Vedic category, was pleading him, please forgive me. But he was not. He said, I can only forgive you if you exchange the youth of one of your sons and let him become old. You pass on your old age and you become youth. The Kayakalpa was so much famous at that time. So remedy was there. So he started begging because his desire to lead a peaceful life with his wife is now abrupted, and he was pleading to his son. The elder son became angry and chastised the father. Aren't you ashamed? Alright? The second son says, Father, we have our life. Let us leave. Why do we have to exchange with you? You know? The third, he didn't say anything. And fourth was Puru. Puru had that kind of culture. He said, yes, Father. According to Vedic culture, I am supposed, the son is supposed to fulfill the desires of the father, however it is. And I am glad to exchange your old age. Father made him the king, in exchange of his old age. He says, this is the right attitude in the Vedic literature, so they say. While father kicked the others out, get out from my kingdom. So Prabhupada said, they resided in the Europe, and from them Roman and Greek empires came out. And they were the one trying to conquer India in the early times before the British. But India was in their mind. For example, Plato was so much in tune with Vedanta, the Vedic literature, you know. Somehow or another, his philosophy and our Vedantic philosophy is very at par, you know. You will read all this in Dialectic Spiritualism. We have a book, Srila Prabhupada wrote, and comparing. So what are these? So it comes so close that once upon a time when India, or what we call the Vedic religion, was spread throughout the world. Chakravarti Raja, you know. So like that. So, Plato told Alexander the Great, he wanted to conquer India. He said, if you ever conquer India, he told, first of all, it will be impossible for you. But if you conquer India, can you bring me a gift? He said, what do you want? I said, I want a Brahman. I want cows. You know? These two should be the gift to me. He was so respectful at that. But unfortunately, Puru the great king, he has an elephant phalanx and did not allow him to enter again. So he went back. You know? He could not conquer India. That is the history, you see. But our point is, the Vedic culture was prevalent. You know? Very prevalent. But the effect of Kali Yuga is reducing us to almost a non-existential state. We can't protect even what we are inheriting. Yeah? The Muslims in about 7th century before, they called us Hindu. You know? Because we were staying on the other side of Sindhu River. That was the perimeter. And the Arabs and others, you know, Genghis Khan from Mongolia also used to come to that route to conquer India. So, Indian history, if you read, is very, very profound as far as historical in events that took place. They are of great significance. So, the idea is that to uphold Vedic truth, we have to be honest. It is not considered to be the shame. What is the shame? Are we too gentlemen? Too much of gentle? No. It is simply a show. So, such confidential matter has to expose to the Guru, and he gives the cut-through answers. Because, after all, one has to lead to the perfection of the human hope of life, and that is, you come to the reality face to face with your Maker. That is called dharma. Dharma doesn't have other objects to be achieved. It's only one targeted. In every religion, you know, but they are derivatives. So, our Shastra was also polluted by the British and Germans. In Atharva Veda, you will find today that if a woman wants to bear a male child, feed her beef. Now, our philosophy is totally based on respect to the life. How can it take up? Well, there are many quotations, and especially the Congress made the use of it. Do you know what has happened? Congress made India to be the second largest beef exporter in the world. If you want to look into the figures, I can supply you. You know? Are we living in controversy? No. That we cannot live in controversy if our inquiry is genuine and our source of response or answers is also genuine. That we want to emphasize. Prabhupada took great care to establish this system in his court. Others may not have. Otherwise, Prabhupada went with nothing. But he had transcendental knowledge, all historical knowledge. He studied in British churches or colleges, one class behind Subhash Chandra Bose in the same college. You read. Whenever you open Bhagavad Gita, you read the preface of it. What is the idea of the author? How do we understand a book unless and until we know what is in the mind of the author? We may have read all these Bhagavad Gitas of Dr. Radhakrishnan, Mahatma Gandhi, this, but there is no tinge of devotion ever explained in any of them. I went, when I was in 1965, I was in, I was doing my master's, the first year master's in Baroda. Swami Chinmayanand came. He was very popular. He would give seminars. And that seminar was on 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Yoga. I attended for 3 days, because this was for 3 days. I made a bunk from the college, you know, and attended. But I didn't understood a bit of it. What is Bhagavad Gita and Bhakti Yoga? He admitted, if you want to study Bhakti, go to Swami Bhaktivedanta. He admitted that. Bhakti is not our subject, but he was giving seminar on Bhakti. But he is not a Bhakta himself. But they took the authority of disseminating so-called their fertile knowledge coming from their brain, not coming from Bhagavad Gita. They are impersonalists. They do not have any faith in the personality of Krishna. They think it is mythology. When the historical facts have to be described, it has to be understood in a very authoritative process. So here, we have an attempt to put it in an authorized way. Pramanikta. You know, authorized means pramanik. Pramanik. We have to quote each and every patapat. Anybody has any question? Life is very precious. We can't afford to waste a single second, because even by giving thousands of dollars, you can't get that single second back.
Like spiritual, whatever you do, spiritual activity in this life, it starts again in the same life at the same level.
In the next life, maybe.
Now,
wherever you have left, it will start from, because it's a permanent asset. It's a permanent asset. Nobody can take that away. It goes with you. So Krishna will give you a better chance next life.
So how does someone like, you know, that whether you're getting involved in bhakti, or is it naturally you should feel it, or is it slowly?
There is nothing artificial in bhakti. It is our natural occupation. It is invested even in a dog's heart. Alright? It is invested. Because every living entity is having his soul as a seed coming from Krishna. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatan. Sanatan, jiva is sanatan, his bhakti is sanatan. What jiva is thinking through the pressures of the body is not sanatan. That you are supposed to give up. If you knowingly giving up and entering into the bhakti, your evaluation is on the higher platform. Right here, in this lifetime. Otherwise we are conditioned by all the activities that does not constitute bhakti. In bhakti, Shravanam is also considered to be bhakti, but of the absolute truth, personality of Godhead. Don't hear anything and then take it into bhakti. About Krishna himself, that constitutes bhakti. Krishna avatars and so many things, you can also do it. For example, some are fond of Ramchandra, right? Because in their locality they understand. But all the five major rasas that Jiva can interact with the Supreme will not be able to do with Ramchandra's character. He came as a Maryada Purushottam. He showed the ideal what a human being should follow. And in Krishna, he showed so much that you can't follow. You can't imitate Krishna. Right? But we have different desires. The most common desire is of love. The word Ram denotes a reservoir of love. Alright? Ramanti yoginah satyanande chidatmani iti rama padenasho parabrahma vidhiyate. Parabrahma's name that denotes pleasure is called Ram. And that is affiliated with the pleasure potency, which is Radharani. What does Radharani has to do with Ramchandra's character? Even though it's the same form, it doesn't match. There she is, Sita Devi, and very obedient and conducive to Lord, fulfill the Ramchandra's desire to teach the world the lesson of truthfulness, obediency, and eradicate the evil. Is it not? Did Ramchandra, the reservoir of pleasure, did he exhibit in the entire episode of Ramayana how much pleasure given? Rather, he levied pain and separation. So you can't see through the eyes of material estimation about the pleasure potency of Radharani. Spiritually speaking, Radharani is addressed Sri Ram Radhikaya Namaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is one without second. But don't become confused when He expands into many avatars. He can come as His own, and He can come in many different dresses. Right? If we can change the dresses, we may look different. But your wife knows that he is the same personality of Godhead. But even devatas have difficulty to understand this. When Krishna takes the form of Narsingadev, the terror personified, and he became more angry after killing Hiranyakashipu, that the devata started praying, "My dear Lord, please come down." And he never listened to anybody's prayer. It's coming in Bhagavatam. So, Brahma prayed, Shiva prayed, Indra, Chandra, every demigod prayed, Siddha Charanas, and so many people who are expert in using the choicest words to appease the Lord. Narsingh Bhagavan never got this. Then Lakshmi Devi was there. Brahma said, "Hey, Mata, can you go and cool down your husband?" He said, "Husband? Oh, no, no, no." She never thought that my husband would be like this. There in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami says that she is Shankita. She is doubtful because she is chaste. She wants to protect the chastity that she may not accept anybody and everybody as her husband. But this ferocious nature put her into dilemma and she never went, never obeyed Brahma's thing. Then Brahma accepted that, okay, Mata, you remain whatever you think. But, hey, Prahlad, he appeared for you. Please, you are the only one who can appease. And what did he do that demigods did not do? He put himself flat at the lotus feet of Lord Narsingadev. And Narsingadev changed his vision, picked him up, put him on his lap and started patting. And then there is a beautiful conversation ensues between little Prahlad and Narsingadev. This is a great study, you know, that how Krishna, or in the form of avatars, he is so much benevolent to his. And to foster our faith, we have to learn the art of devotion through all these 12 Mahajans. Prahlad is called a Mahajan, even though he is 5-year-old boy. And Prabhupada comments, look, Prahlad is the leader of all the demigods. Who failed? Who won? Prahlad won. So Prahlad is the leader of all the devatas. A pure devotee is the leader for the demigods. Yasyasti bhagavati bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha. Harava abhaktasya kuto mahat guna. Manorathena asati dhavato. There are two things, bhakta and abhakta. Bhakta is always bereft of any possession because he is aloof. Means, even though if he has, he utilizes in service of Krishna, not for his sense gratification. Because he knows that these things are made from the energy of the Lord and it belongs to the Lord. But it is in my custody as a devotee, so I have been given to make sure that it is utilized properly in connection with Krishna. That is his vision. The akinchana, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Akinchan means, for him, there is nothing. But for him, everything is there. So whatever, ishavasyam idam sarvam, whatever is there, it belongs to Krishna. So, tena tyaktena bhunjitha magrada kasya svidhanam. We have been given our quota for our maintenance. By the mercy of the Lord, we can utilize that. But magrada kasya svidhanam, everything else is not going to be utilized by you. It may be passed on to escape, but no, you have to train the hair apron that please use in Krishna's service. Like that. So, akinchan means exhausted materially, no attachment. In him, all the good virtues and all the character will reside of all the demigods. Sarva guna is tatra samasate suraha. But harava abhaktasya kuto mahat guna. One who is not a devotee, what good qualities does he have? Because manorathena asati dhavato bahi. He is always on the mental platform which is eccentric and take him away from Krishna. Well, we should develop a concentric effort to think about our reality. Never forget your reality. Don't become oblivious to it. You are a real person. Not a single moment should be spent in unreal situations. And then the place becomes Vaikuntha. Golok Vrindavan, right here, if we cultivate. You don't have to give up your body even. You are utilizing everything in service of Krishna. Let them. So, bhakti is a permanent asset. Keep on increasing. Don't do anything that will not constitute bhakti. You know? Keep connecting. Keep yoga all the time. Anybody? Any other question?
We have time for the Vaishnava bhajans.
Oh, really? Where are the bhajans?
Maharaj, what else constitutes bhakti? Apart, chanting, if we're doing things like programs or we're going to temples,
everything.
Like, all that is constitutes
bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanidam. These are the 9 processes of bhakti. So, Savai Manaka Ankrishna Padaravindayo. Ambarish Maharaj utilized his mind always focused on the lotus feet of the Lord. He's a servant. You know? Vanchansi Harir Gunanu Varanam. If you have to utilize your speaking potency, then always use it in descriptions of the transcendental qualities of Supreme Lord. In the same way, we need that. Padav Harir Mandir Gatav. You utilize your legs to go to the temple. That is also service, devotional service. Alright? And whatever a menial seva you take, that is also devotional service. But utilize the entire body. Body is an instrument to be used as service, for conducting service. You know? Thinking, feeling and willing, all these 3 faculties have to be employed in service of Krishna.
So when you are describing this Naudha Bhakti, can you elaborate a bit more Sakya Bhakti?
Which one?
Like a friend, as a friend.
No, out of 9, which one?
The 5 visions.
He's talking about bhava.
Oh, that is bhava. The bhava, according to the teachings and Gaudiya system, bhava is never to be invoked prematurely. Never. There's a natural gradation of development, and you can see yourself. You should measure. The first is Adav Shraddha. In the beginning, we cultivate faith, then Atha Bhajana Kriya. We should engage into the process, say chanting 16 rounds, following for it. This is called Bhajana Kriya. Then third is Atha Anartha Nivritti Syat. The fourth is called anarthamidhi. We should concentrate upon the unwanted thing that comes as an obstacle in progress of devotional service. These are the anarthas. Then, sixth one is tatonishtha. The Shraddha will be verifiable now, and it becomes a steady ongoing that you will never go back. It is so much confirmed, it fixed. This will liberate you. This is the liberation point. That is called nishtha. Then, whatever you were trying to understand Krishna consciousness was feeling sweet because you have progressed. But this sweetness is compared to sweet rice mixed with sand. It tastes sweet, but you can't enjoy. It tastes sweet, the same sweetness will be there, but you can't enjoy. But in nishtha stage, the very next stage is called ruchi, the taste. The pure taste without sand will be there, and you will be able to now enter into spontaneity of hankering for more and more taste, which is uninterrupted, does not disturb your enjoying spirit. Alright? So, tatha ruchi, ruchi means the taste. Then you hanker for it. Become attached to this ruchi. That is called asakti. Up till now we had negative asakti. That has gone, and asakti on the reality will be exposed. After asakti, the stage of bhava will be there, but it has been divided into anubhav, sanchari, mahabhav. So many stages are there. Radharani is on the mahabhav stage. You can't imitate. So we have to follow a very strict line. And unless and until you are liberated, never think of it. And Guru can guide you. He will try to pull you instead of jumping out in oblivion. So after that vipralamba state, you can have a real love of Godhead. That is prema. Prema pumartha mahant. This is pancham purushart. After liberation, dharma artha kama moksha, chatus purushart. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us one more, prema. Moksha does not fulfill everything. Liberation. But impersonal liberation means just merging yourself into Brahma Jyoti and become oblivion. This is called spiritual suicide. You know, you are eternally an individual. How can you terminate? It is impossible. But those who are thinking to go into Brahmalin state, they are simply wasting their time. So Srimad Bhagavatam says that those who have, thought themselves that they have reached the highest stages, they fall down. Yanyer arvindaksha vimuktamanina tai astabhava avishuddha buddhaya aruhya kruchena parama padam tata patanti adha anadat yushmadangraya. Because they neglected the lotus feet of the Lord, never caught hold of it, never did sharanagati, how is it possible for them to have shelter anywhere in Krishna's realm? No, they fall. So, the bhava stage cannot be created artificially, neither in the Vedic bhakti it is allowed to think. Haridas Thakur says that bhava bhakti, if one wants to go ahead, but sthai bhava will never occur in millions of births. So it's a waste. Actually, that immaturity creates disturbance in the society. Never try to, encourage that. वो भाव तो किसी के लिए भी आ सकते हैं. और मंदिरों में खास होता है, जब मंदिर जाओ ना तब भगवान को देखकर भाव में पहुंच जाते हैं. एंड दे डिस्टर्ब द अदर, सो वी हैव अ सिस्टम टू होल्ड देम एंड पुट हिम आउटसाइड द टेम्पल. रियली I know, we went to Guyana in 1978, and I play mrudanga, so my GBC was there, and he started giving, leading kirtan. As soon as the kirtan started, one Mataji got up and started doing, caricatures of Bawa. We call the priest, can you tell, please go out from here and do somewhere else, Humne Fiji ka mandir open kiya tha on the same day, one lady before the darshan, she started the power. Bahar nikala. We have to tell them. Then she says, okay, I will not do it. Because it's untimely immaturity and everything is uncongenial. People dragon. That's not true. Don't take it cheaply, Prabhu. Never cry before the deity. You think it's an offense to cry before the deity. Hari Bhakti will ask, there are 32 offenses. We have to observe. Vaishnava aparad, nam aparad, seva aparad, or dham aparad. Char prakar ke aparad bataye. Just to guide us that what constitutes devotional service. Who will teach you? हम तो मंदिर में जाते हैं, सोशलाइज करने लगते हैं, फटाफट अरे मारो गोली, उनको कहो कि मंदिर में अपराध होता है. नेवर टॉक, नेवर शो योर टीथ टू कृष्णा. इफ कृष्णा ओपन्स हिज माउथ एंड शो हिज टीथ, यू विल बी फिनिश्ड. One shet in Mumbai, when Juhu temple was under construction, he would come every day to get blessings of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, please give me your blessings. And Prabhupada dete rahe. Ek din Prabhupada jana keh diya, I bless you very specially that all your material attachment get finished. Oh my God. He got shock of his life, he never came back. he never came back. Sadhuo ke paas kya maang raha hai? Chutkara maangna hota hai, toh ye toh bandhan maang raha hai. That's the way. गुजरात में कहकर पधरामणी करो. स्वामीनारायण took that credit. They go to home and tell the Matajis, get out of the house, we'll deal with your husband. They catch him, make him commitment. This is the way then. How they get money otherwise? No other way.
actually, recently I had a
What
is the Swaminarayana? Is it Krishna form or what is
No, it's Sajanand Swami. Sajanand Swami was a social reformer in Gujarat. He took initiation from Ramananda Sampradaya, which is an offshoot of Ramanujacharya Sampradaya. Alright? That's okay, but at the same time in social reform, there is no devotion. He said, Krishna is my most worshipable deity. And I follow the methodology adopted by Vallabha Sampradaya. Alright? But then he was giving classes and giving elevation to his followers also to give up, and they became sannyasis too. But then somebody cowed out after he left that that is Swami, and Nityananda Swami took sannyas, and Sahajananda Swami, he was not a sannyasi. You never see him in Gerua clothes. But his followers are. So he said, he is the real Swami who changed his clothes for renunciation. That is Nityananda Prabhu. And this is Sahajananda Swami. He is the Narayan. So, says Swami Narayan, Swami Narayan. They never worship Radha Krishna, even though they keep it. Yeah. They worship Sahajananda Swami, and they say Sahajananda Swami himself is God, and everything else came from him. Even Radha Krishna also came from him.
Because they also, heard anything from those priests who come to preach here about the actual knowledge of Krishna, like we hear in Ishkon.
They don't follow Bhagavad Gita.
You
can't distribute Bhagavad Gita of Srila Prabhupada to them. They don't follow, they don't read. For them, Shiksha Patri, the little booklet, is good enough.
It's more about teaching manners. Kids and
not even manners.
But nothing much about the people. They talk about they're following the form of Krishna.
There are several sects in Swaminarayan. I know one in Ahmedabad, that is Tejendra Prasad, Kalupur branch. They follow Ramanuja's philosophy on Bhagavad Gita. They want to link with Sampradaya. They don't have their own Sampradaya. Just like they made Sahajananda Swami to be origin of Krishna, means he is God. Right? Whoever subsequent self-realized people will come, they will give them such titles, like the recently passed away Pramukh Swami. Now, Pramukh Swami was called Prakat Brahma. Now he became a Prakat. Then they changed. Oh no, he went to Dham, Sokhara Dham, where he came from. That has a transcendental place. Prabhupada was straightforward. There was Dr. Patel in Mumbai. He used to come on Juhu Beach. When Juhu Temple was under construction, Prabhupada would go the morning walk on Juhu Beach. He likes very much. So, Dr. Patel became befriended with Prabhupada. He liked Srila Prabhupada, Even though he was a Mayavadi, and he would argue because he studied Bhagavad Gita, but he would argue with Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada would chop him off, you know. And he loved Prabhupada's chastisement, you know. And he would ask certain questions just to irritate Prabhupada, but Prabhupada would not be. Rather, he would cut his illusion out. So one day he brought some friends with him and introduced Prabhupada. Prabhupada, these are also Krishna bhaktas. And Prabhupada said, what kind of Krishna bhaktas are there? And he could not understand because he was not a bhakta. But his friends, the Swaminarayan can be called Krishna bhakta. And Prabhupada asked, what kind of Krishna bhaktas are there? Then Prabhupada said, look, this is what Krishna says. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dradavrata namasyasya mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. If he is my devotee, then he should be engaged this way. How? Satatam kirtayanto mam. He should do my kirtika. Right? I'm not teaching my disciples to chant Prabhupada Krishna, Prabhupada Krishna. Why are they chanting Swami Narayan, Swami Narayan? Krishna does not say that. We shouldn't do that. Simple. Huh? And Nityukta Upasate. This is his 24-hour business. He always bow down to me. So, this is a fact. Anyway, after all, if they are trying to do something good, they have their own plan. But, there is no guarantee. They don't have followed the unbroken chain of disciplic succession. There are four or five branches, and branches means of different philosophy in Swaminarayana. And everybody comes and preach. They have their own groups, and mostly Gujaratis go. Right? You won't find anybody else. They do social work too. For upliftment, they rent schools, you know. But nothing about Krishna. They may teach about Swaminarayana, Sahajana, but not about Krishna. In any case, these are the anomalies we find come after a long time. When there was no institute in America, they were all my members. So I know them in and out. They were helping us a lot. But then they stopped it because they wanted to, carry on their activities. And we never interfered that. Always try to keep good relations with everybody. You know, they would come when Akshardham was going to be constructed. They would come to West Virginia, where we have developed so much arts and crafts work, where I learned, and the same thing I'm doing that in Fiji, because I learned that. I was very fond of doing something like that. Any other discussion? Bhajan.
Okay.
Oh, he has to connect through internet. You should all respond a little loudly. So I can hear.
Shama first.
No,
Shama will not even chant a little bit of
Password.
Come on, put it.
I didn't know that.
What? That was a password or a?
It was password.
Yes. 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 Name.
I don't
know why. Oh, I'll do it on my.
You'll take some time, then we chant one round at least.
No!
Haribo, till he sets up, we chant one round. Oh no, agay, 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 agay.
Which one is it? What song they want to
say? Yeah, this!
Kirtan Kalas. Kirtan
Kalas. You might be able to chant it.
Prabhu, Prabhu. Prabhu,
tell the Prabhu.
He's setting up for the Lord. So to that line.
Jai Vrindavan. Why there are three?
I don't know.
Yeah. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya
Yeah.
I gave you the sheet. Whatever.
Okay, I know what songs are there.
Okay. How are you? You want to stay now in Sarna?
Yes,
ma'am.
Oh, good. Oh, Krishna. All right. Mama mana mandire
Bye.
Oops.
There's the translation. This song was written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's why we sing, not otherwise. Please abide in the temple of my heart both day and night, O Krishna Murari, O Sri Krishna Murari. Devotion, love, flower garlands and sandalwood, please accept them, O delighter of the heart. In life or in death, I worship you with these offerings. Beautiful one, O enchanter of the heart. Come, son of Nanda, and then, O son of Nanda, I will offer you aartic ceremony with the lamplight of my love. The waters of Yamuna river cascade incessantly from my eyes in your separation, O holder of the Govardhan Hill. May I pass my life absorbed only in songs of your praise, O Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. Now what? Aren't you guys hungry?
Yeah, hungry for more.
Oh my God. Next. Oh. You already found out. Dule dule gaura cham hari gunga
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 Vrindavan nirtharulla Hari Bolo Vadan Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Bolo Vadan Hari
Hari Hari Jane Hari Hari Bolo Vadan Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Bolo Vadan Hari
Hari Naam Ke Ke
Hari Naam Ke Ke Gaurachand has in Vrindavan while dancing, swaying to and fro and singing the glories of Lord Hari. The creepers adorning the trees of Vrindavan are overwhelmed with ecstatic love and they are speaking about the glories of Lord Hari. Flocks of birds who live in the groves are singing the name of Lord Hari. Lord Gaura says, Hari Hari, a female parrot responds, Hari Hari. And then all the male and female parrots start singing a loud chorus of the name of Hari. Becoming intoxicated by the holy name, the deer comes forward from out of the forest. The peacock and peahens are dancing and frolicking in ecstatic love. Lord Hari is in his heart, Lord Hari is in his meditation, and he always chants the name of Hari with his voice. Gaurachand is intoxicated by ecstatic mellows and rolls around on the ground while singing and singing Harinam. Arriving on the banks of Yamuna River, he dances wildly with chanting Hari Hari. Mother Yamuna becomes so ecstatic that she rises and comes forward to wash Lord Gauranga's feet. Hello?
That's
I'm supposed to take out a CD on this. Why are you declaring this? Sundara Bala Sachidulala Nachat Ji Hari Kirtan
Sundara Bala
Hare Chandana Tilakamanohara
Yeah.
is the darling child of Mother Sachi dancing in kirtan of chanting Lord Hari's name. His forehead is adorned with the drawings of sandalwood paste, and his enchanting locks of hairs are shining in a splendorous fashion as they bounce upon his cheeks. His hair is wrapped in a topknot, and a garland of forest flowers sway upon his chest. Wearing brilliant yellow silken garments, he dances with ankle bells tinkling upon his feet. Sri Sri Radha and Krishna have become joined in one body, and together they play a flute within the grooves of Nidhuvan. In this mood, the Lord of Vishwarupa has come and manifested himself in the town of Nadia. Someone in that kirtan sings the name of Radha and Krishna, someone else sings the songs of Lord Hari's transcendental qualities, while others play auspicious rhythms of sweet and relishable mridanga drums. All this takes place in that spectacular performance.